Welcome to the Music Talk podcast with me, Graham Farmer. In this series of conversations, I interview some of the biggest artists, DJs, and producers in the world. I hope you enjoy this series. Let's get into it. Today, we're going to be joined by the Black 7 Music Crew, Brodder and Chris Brooks. There's going to be, at some point, maybe four of us. We're going to crack on, though. But let's get these guys in here and let's say hello. Hey, guys. Welcome into shit. How are you? How are you doing? How was your weekend?
Good. Quiet, really. Well, I say quiet. I was in Manchester on Saturday for the Barrow, but I was only there for a couple of hours, so we drove, so it wasn't there.
How was the party?
Yeah, really good. Hopped off, to be fair. They really made use of the space.
Where was it?
Six Trees in Manchester.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it was like upstairs. They like decorated it all like a jungle sort of forest vibe. It was good.
Nice. That's really cool.
Yeah, well, it was cool. Really good.
That's really cool. Skeleton Keys, yes, I watched Severance. That was it. That's what I watched. I couldn't remember the name. Chris, how are you? How was your weekend?
Yeah, good. Quiet, to be fair. I had a bit of FOMO, to be honest, watching the Libero stories. But it looked like a good party. But no, I had a quiet one.
they do regular stuff then?
Yeah, every couple of months, I'd say.
Nice. Oh, that's cool. I might have to come up with that. That'd be cool. Right, so today we're going to be doing demos. So thanks for doing this. I'm excited to do it. What are you looking for your label? What do you look for in general?
So for me, it's all about the percussion and the groove, really. Like a groovy bass line and lots of like little percussive sounds, like sort of rhythm. Like, yeah, it's all about the rhythm and the groove for me.
Cool. And Chris?
Yeah, same really, but like little vocal hits and a nice breakdown, but not too heavy. Just, yeah, a nice groover, quite happy sounding. Yeah, that's sort of what I go for when I'm sending demos onto Mike and Dave to give it a final listen.
That's cool. And then are you kind of the demo inbox person, and then they're the final?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Wicked, right. So let's get cracking. Oh, yeah, before we start, we should ask you what your meal deal is. We have a good thing here because it's lunchtime, obviously, in the UK, and we have a kind of bit of an icebreaker with my interview streams. What is your go-to meal deal if you were to choose one, or your regular choice of one?
What's the budget?
No budget. Like, mine was always the triple breakfast sandwich with a packet of Quavers and probably a Coke or one of those like healthy kind of smoothies, which aren't really healthy because they're full of sugar. Now it's more like a water and a salad and probably still a packet of Quavers because I like Quavers. We're talking Tesco or like Sainsbury's or, you know, the kind of Co-op or Boots. Okay. We had some surprises with a Boots one once, didn't they? I like a Boots meal deal. They're quite cool.
So I would go for, when they have it, a chicken and stuffing. Dave always takes the piss out of me for this. I would go for ready salted crisps. I think they're so underrated.
They are underrated.
My daughter loves ready. She'll only eat ready salted.
Yeah, I think ready salted on a butty, like ready salted is the one. And I would have a caffeine-free Diet Coke.
Nice. The driest sandwich ever. It's not the driest sandwich ever, Laws. I like a chicken and stuffing as well.
I've got two. If I'm trying to be a bit healthy, I like a tuna salad, but it's both from Tesco's. I'm a bit of a Tesco's fan. Club card. Yeah. Club card. So I'd have if I'm trying to be a bit healthier, tuna, pasta salad, and then, fruit. And a monster, to be fair, just take to the gym. And then if I'm being unhealthy, a BLT in a packet of crisps, maybe cheese and onion. And then
a cheese and onion.
Yeah, and then a Ribena, I think, which I don't really like unhealthy drinks that much, so the drink's always relatively low cal.
It's
low cal. It's got loads of caffeine in it.
I sometimes when we get in a meal deal, I sometimes get the Coke, but then more so that we can use and put it in the fridge as a mixer for when we've got alcohol.
Yeah, I very rarely drink the drink that I get with a meal deal. With the meal deal, it's usually like save it for another time.
Yeah. That's it. Save it for later, and I have a cup of tea with it. I like cheese and onion crisps as well, though. I was saying to Loz, my assistant, he was going, "Oh, they're the best crisps." And I was like, if it's Walkers, it's got for me, it goes chicken, cheese and onion, and then roast chicken, cheese and onion, and then salt and vinegar. But yeah, definitely cheese and onion. I love cheese and onion.
I don't think you can. I feel like that you need more context to your list, like, because on a butty, I would go for ready salted. To eat on their own, I would go for chicken or cheese and onion.
Or I don't know, chicken in a butty. Chicken in a butty. I like roast chicken. I like having a chicken sandwich with roast chicken crisps in, just because it gives that little chickeny crunch to the sandwich as well.
What brand of crisps would you choose if you
Oh, that was a Walkers only list. Walkers only top three, but crisps top three. Then Quavers, Monster Munch, Pringles maybe.
I'm a McCoy's fan, but I don't eat them very often. That's the other one, McCoy's, yeah.
Yeah, like the McCoy's. Yeah. Which I like the cheese and onion McCoy's and the salt and vinegar McCoy's.
Yeah. There's something about crinkled crisps.
Huh?
Royster's T-bone steak, top tier.
I've never had that.
I don't even know what that is. Is that a Norman thing?
No, I reckon they've got to be everywhere. Google it.
I'm going to look out for them.
In the chat, have you heard of whatever that Royster's... You've heard of Royster's. Okay, Skeleton Keys has heard of Royster's. Right, let's get some music on before we end up chatting about crisps and sandwiches all day, which I can do, but... guys, if you, as I said to you before, if you like it, we can give it the Rave on. And if you really like it, we can give it the Hulk.
Hulk! Smash!
We love a Hulk smash. And if you're in the chat, let us know in the chat what you think of the tracks as well, because it's good to have your feedback too. So let's get going. Let's start with Rosgu? That was cool. And just as we get back into it, let's bring Dave in as well. Hey, Dave.
How's it going? Sorry, I'm late.
How are you? That's all right.
Good to see you.
Welcome in.
Right, yeah.
So, who wants to talk about that track first?
Chris, do you want to go?
Yeah, I think the groove of the track's nice. I think possibly the bass could maybe have like an extra note in it just to carry the track a little bit more. Some nice synthy sounds in the breakdowns as well. And I like the use of the vocals as well. So, that's solid track.
I agree. I liked it. It had a good kick, and it definitely... Okay, pass the kick test. I quite like the kick. There we go. Gang in our chat, do you like our new little thing? What do you think, Mike, Dave?
So, for me, like, it definitely had the elements that I would look for in a track. Like, it had the groovy bass line, it had the percussion sound. I would have said that the bass... I don't know. It sounded a little bit muddy to me. So, like, I don't know whether like the mix was quite right. But I would definitely say that's the kind of track that I would look for. I don't think it was quite there for me, but it's definitely not a million miles off. Like, the potential is definitely there. The only thing that I was thinking then, though, like, is that sample from from like a very recognised track. Did you recognise it, Chris?
Yeah, I recognise it. I was trying to think. I was about to say that.
I'm trying to think of what the track is. Like,
I
can't put my finger on it, but I reckon you probably would get away with it, to be honest. But
yeah, I think just about. Yeah.
Like I would. It's a good track. It's definitely got all the right elements for what I'm after. I would have just said the bass just sounded a little bit muddy for me, but it was definitely like the right. the right kind of track. A really good start.
Okay, cool. Wicked. That's a great start. Let's. We can definitely give that a little rave horn then. I think that was cool. A little...
Yeah, I definitely think it would go off as well. Like,
I think so too. I was definitely.
And it came back in. Like, it's definitely. I could picture what I want it to sound like, and it's definitely like nearly there. I would just say it's just like a little bit of a tidy up, but it's definitely not far off.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, and wicked. That's a great start, then. Rob Hayes, welcome in. No, you was a little shy to put some music. No, drop some music in, dude. If you want to drop some in, drop it in. We're not going to be horrible. Let's just give it a listen. Roger is going to start working on that next. Wicked. How's your normal demo process? How do you normally sign music?
Through TrackStack. So you send it through TrackStack. Chris will just filter through it all.
Yeah.
As long as it's somewhere in the ballpark, like, it'll get through to us. Sometimes it's not quite in the ballpark, but, you know, something sounds good about the track. Like, we have had some curveballs on VAs before now where it's not Black 7 at all. I really fucking like the track. Like, it's one of them. Yeah. Like, we do 95% of the time, like, it's always, like, the same Black 7 sound. But sometimes it's just, like, it's not at all. But, yeah, we all like it. We all love it. I think we've always... me and Dave have done it like with a lot of things. It's like, do you like it? I like it. I don't love it. And like now, like, we have to love it to for it to go through. So like sometimes you feel bad because thinking that's a good track, but I just don't love it.
That's a cool way to be.
Like, the good thing about it as well is because it's three of us. Like, yeah, all three of us have got to love it. So yeah, I think obviously when we first started, we weren't getting as many promos as what we were now. So obviously you just need to be a bit more picky about the ones that you do sign because we're getting so much sent in. Like, yeah, it's just really hard to like pick the ones that are like really good compared to the ones that are quite good. Do you know what I mean? So, but yeah, the fact that there's three of us, I think it does make it better. So it's like, it's not just one person against the other. Yeah. It's like, if two people love it and one person's not quite sure, usually we'll go with the majority. So, yeah, it makes it a little bit easier for us really. I think that there's three of us doing it.
That's cool. That's really cool. Well,
the hardest bit is when sometimes what day you listen to music matters as well. Like I've had it before now where I've just like, yeah, no, that's not for me that. And it was literally about to be declined. And I listened again a different day and I was just like, I fucking love this track. I was like, I cancel my decline. I was like, I want this.
Yeah, it's the same with me as well. It's because I'm sending through tracks, then Mike and Dave are commenting on them like a day or two later. Then I re-listen to them, and then sort of like I'm on fresh ears. And then like, yeah, I might even say, oh, I'm not actually feeling that track anymore. Or yeah, but definitely listening to the track a few days later gives a different perspective to the track. 100%.
Yeah, I've done that a few times.
I'm gonna say, like, sometimes people get a little bit annoyed, like when labels take a little bit too long to get back to people. But I think it's quite hard to make a decision. Like there and then, like on, like, yeah, straight away. I think it is good sometimes to come back to it, listen again, and listen on different speakers. Like, yeah, so sometimes we do take a little while, like chatting. So, like, everybody will put their opinion, like, what do you think of this? But I think that's better because, like, yeah, you get a little bit longer to sit on it and it's not just like off the cuff decision. Like, yeah, I guess listen to it a few times, really.
Does that TrackStack software help you? Because there's three of you in three locations, does that help you a lot? Does it make it easier for you using that system?
So we used to use Trello. So we've always had like our own system, really. But TrackStack definitely helps because it keeps the artists in the loop as well. That was like the main reason for the switch, really. It's got everything in one place. So like how we had it before, you'd send it through Label Engine. Chris would listen on Label Engine, and then some of them were SoundCloud links, some of them were in Label Engine themselves. So, you know, like when me and Dave are going to listen to things, like we're having to click through, like you can't just listen to them in the car and things like that. But with TrackStack, everything's in one place, so you can just go bang, 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 and listen to them all. So, for me, it definitely helps with my workflow because otherwise, Chris is chasing us. Like, any news on these? Like, everything's in TrackStack. It definitely, I think it's absolutely great.
That's cool. That sounds really good, actually. Okay, let's go to the next one. Thin cut. That was cool. Give that a little rave on.
Yeah, really nice track, that one.
I thought also super hooky. Let's give it the hook. You can have the. Here's the hook. Thin cut. You get the hook. You can have that. Is really hooky. Well done. What are you saying?
I was going to say, like, really nice track. Like, the vocal obviously like stand out. I don't know whether it's a sample or whether it's an original, but like really nice vocals, you said, like nice hook. Nice synth sounds and stuff like that. Like, as Mike said before about the sound, like it's probably not quite the Black 7 sound in terms of like the percussion, but it's still like a really solid track. So it'd probably be one that we'd like consider for a VA or maybe like, yeah, if you had a couple of other tracks that would go with it. Yeah, like, but I really liked that. I thought it was a really good track.
Yeah, yeah. I'd echo what Dave said. Basically, yeah, I think it's really nice. Nice arrangement.
What Dave said.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the track. I would definitely, something that I would like play in a DJ set, you know, like if it was like daytime vibes, like I would definitely play that sort of track. I think it would go down better on like a, you know, maybe like Sam Divine's label. Like I would have said, like that sort of vocal, like, I think that's got potential to get, you know, like decent radio. Yeah.
Yeah, like summer tune, that, innit?
Yeah. Like, it's probably not the Black 7 sound for me, but it's a bloody good track. Like, and like, yeah. I think that's definitely got potential to get signed on quite a decent label, to be fair.
Yeah, it wouldn't do it just being signed on Black 7, really, would it? Because our promo list probably expect a certain sound, and that might get lost a little bit in that, like, if we were to send a track like that out. But it's a good enough track to get signed to a label that usually release tracks like, you know, a similar sound to that.
Yeah, like a lot of our promo list, like, you would miss out a lot of those DJs. Like, we haven't got, like, Sam Divine and Jess Bays and people like that, but, like, those are the type of people that I think would definitely play that track. It's a nice track, to be fair.
Yeah, I agree. Solid. It's well made. And that vocal was killer. When that kicked in, I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
Party time.
Yeah, no.
So it just reminds you of summer, doesn't it? Like proper feel good. Like, yeah, like a little bit more housey, really. It's still tech house, but like a little bit more of a housey vibe. Like,
yeah, like you like that. There's that, like, Who's label. I'd probably see it on there. Like, Who Plays label. They put that sort of stuff out all the time, and it fit there so perfectly. Yeah, it would get hammered in the pool parties. Lost says in the chat, it would. You're right.
Yeah. Really cool. Anything daytime, like, I think that could smash it. Like,
well done, Thin Cut. Let's give a little round of it. Right, Cass, carry on. Harvest. Let's do this. Open the valve. go. Who wants to go first this time? Chris?
Go on then. Yeah, no, for the... I was going to last time before Dave interrupted. Yeah, no, I thought it was a nice track. I thought kept it interesting with the synths like throughout. I thought the arrangement was good in the track. I thought the mix could maybe have done a little work. I thought the kick maybe a little bit louder and the hi-hats a little bit lower. But no, solid track overall.
Mike?
So I think it's a solid track. I would have said that the mood of the track was probably a bit darker than what I would usually like, but like it's well produced, you know what I mean? Like I like the use of the percussion, I like the groovy bass line. I just think the tone and the mood of the track just wasn't quite right for Black Seven for me. But I did like, you know, it was a well produced track.
That's cool. Dave?
Just similar to the other guys, really. Like the arrangement's like really cool, really interesting. There's always like new sounds coming in, little synthy noises. Yeah, I really like the arrangement. Whilst I made a couple of notes, to be fair. Yeah, the percussion's really nice. Yeah, like, again, like, I do think maybe Chris was right with the kick. Like, maybe because you've been the kick up a little bit. But, yeah, overall, like, really interesting arrangement.
CB Radio love the acid wobbles. Yeah, I like the acid wobbles. They're cool. Right, let's carry on. The General. There we go. Whose turn to go first? Mike's turn to go first. What did you think of that one?
So that one was probably a little bit too techno for me, like a little bit too dark. I like the use of the vocals. Like I thought I could definitely see the crowd resonating with those vocals. But yeah, it's probably just not quite the right genre for me.
Yeah, similar to the other track. What was the other one that we had that was like... although, yeah, maybe not as housey, but yeah, maybe just like for me, just maybe some more percussion. Obviously, yeah, like the vocal was cool. But yeah, in terms of like the Black Seven sound, maybe not quite there, but yeah.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying with the percussion, because I was thinking the similar. I was thinking it could just do with something in that kind of middle area, where it's just add something to it. What did you think kind of bottom end, Chris? Was it okay?
Yeah, I thought it sounded okay. Yeah, I like the breakbeat elements in the breakdowns. I thought they were quite cool, quite mixed up a little bit. But echo what the other guys said in terms of like the Black Seven sound. But I think as a standalone track for that sort of genre, I thought it was solid.
That's cool. Good effort, The General. Let's carry on.
Unfortunately, Dan, I'm gonna have to shoot now. Unfortunately, I'll go back to the day job.
No worries. Great. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for your time. It's been good.
Right, let's carry on. Dan White, let's go. There we go. There's some nice chats, nice vocals. Harvey says vocals a bit repetitive, but the vibes are cool. Loving the My Lu Ling vibes. Yeah, agreed, Loz. What are you saying? Who's going to go first? Whose turn is it?
So I actually really like that track. From like a personal preference, I probably would have liked more percussion. But from like a track, listening to Do I Think We'd Sign It, I feel like that would definitely get shortlisted on our thing. So like I say, personal preference, I probably would have liked a little bit more like claves, rim shots, congas and things. But I thought the track was pretty solid, to be fair. Like I wouldn't mind hearing a few more tracks off him, really. And like getting like being able to like listen to him, you know, a couple of times. But
that's cool. Dan, if you're watching, upload some track stack and let's get some more listening to him. That's cool. Let's give that little rave on. Agreed. Dan is in the chat. Hey, Dan, welcome in. He'll get some more sent over. Amazing.
Sweet.
That's wicked. I love that. Sorry, Dave, have you got it sorted now the next time? Good, let's crack on then.
But yeah, so back to that one. It just came on then. It sounded solid. So yeah, as Mike said, maybe it's not... Yeah, like it just came on. Just like, yeah, leg kick. You can do your little kick thing on that one, I think, if you want. It was solid, that was.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, pass the kick test. I quite like the kick.
Yeah, love it. Yeah, it did have a good kick. You're right. I agree. Love that. Well done, Dan White. Congrats. Send them some more music. Let's even get you some snide music. That'd be wicked. Right, Jason, Busted, how you doing, dude? Let's go for this. Go. I enjoyed that. He's made some changes though. We've heard that before, haven't we, gang, in the chat? He's made some changes. Definitely the bass line's changed, which I think added loads to it.
Do you want to go first, Dave?
Can do, yeah. Again, I think it was like a really interesting arrangement, like cool sounds, like the synth and all that. We're not like trying to niche ourselves into a specific sound, but again, like it's probably not quite the right sound that we're looking for. But yeah, like the kick was like heavy, wasn't it? It's like quite like a thumping kick. Like, there was one sound actually that I think it was like a clap. I don't know whether it was like every time I heard it, it was just, it took my attention. I think it was like a little clap fill, just like on the offbeat. Like, I don't know whether it was a little bit too loud. It was just like hit, like getting my ears each time. But other than that, like, yeah, obviously personal preference would be, yeah, like a bit more percussion orientated, but like in terms of the elements and that he's used, I think it does sound cool. What do you say, Mike?
Yeah, I thought it was cool. So like, I actually loved that synth sound at the start when it was like early on, like when it was a bit more subtle. I think as the track went on, it was probably a little bit more than I would normally like. I liked the effects on the vocal and the build up. Like, I think the track definitely got potential. I think from listening to it from like a DJ perspective as well. It's like I was listening to the build up and I just thought this could be like, this could go off here. I think maybe it might need a bit more sub bass. Like, I didn't quite get the feeling of what I was expecting on the drop, but like I did like the tune of the bass line. I think maybe a bit more low end on it.
That's cool. Yeah, I agree. I think that bit in the middle, where the break in the middle would go, you'd go mental in a club. I think it'd be cool because you, like, from a DJ point of view.
Yeah, I think I would maybe take some of the vocals out earlier on, because like it does get a bit repetitive at one point. But like in that big build up, I would say like it sounds sick, really. Like, and I could imagine people getting their phones out Like, I don't think I don't think you'd have videos of it.
No, I agree. I agree. I feel like you're right there. Your people would have their phones out. It would be that moment.
Yeah. Like, we did it before when we're making a track. And it's like, we didn't really want to put, it was on our No Sugar track. And we didn't really want to put the vocal at the start. We were just like, actually, we're going to do that because people will recognize the vocal then. And then you're more likely to get a video of it because people recognize the vocal. Oh, I'm going to film this because I know that vocal. And I feel like that vocal would be the same sort of thing. Like, it's, people just love a vocal, don't they?
Yeah. I thought that like the bass line at the start was lush. I thought it's like early Hot Creation, like Infinity Ink style. Like, I had a lovely warm feel to it. It was lovely. And I was like, this is great.
Yeah. No. So like, I did love that first minute. I think as it progressed, it was probably a little bit more than what I would have liked personally. Do you know what I mean? Like, personal preference. It's a really good track. Like, definitely got some potential to do well.
Wicked. Well, let's crack on. Jimmy Lafitte, let's get this one on. Some lovely comments in this. The drop, so again, in case there's the drop is missing something, a shaker perhaps, or some rides. Rosgu, it's got a lovely, nice housey vibes. The vocal is a tiny bit repetitive, I think. Dob says Rob Hayes. But yeah, the shakers would be definitely add some little gloss, says Loz. Who went first last time? Mike. Dave's turn to go first.
So I thought this like sounded really well produced, like, it sounds really nice. Nice energy. Obviously, like, it's just a little bit of like a bit of a mellow vibe, isn't it? But just like a nice little groove. As you say before, in terms of like, if we were going to sign it, that would maybe be one that we would like throw in. Like Mike said, we put curveballs in. Like, if a track's like good, like sometimes, yeah, like we'll just. Usually our tracks would be a bit more energetic than that one. But yeah, like overall, like that's potentially something that we would put in our bag just for like if the vibe was right, we'd play it in a set. But obviously, yeah, it's a little bit more like just a little bit more chilled, really. But I really did like the groove of it.
Yeah, I love the bass line. I thought it was really groovy. Like when it first came in on that 1 minute drop, I just thought, yeah, I like this. Like, as Dave said, I definitely would play it in like a more chilled set. Like, if it was like warm up, I think it's the kind of track that you would play like towards like the end of a warm up set, really. So like just as the room's full, and it's like you need to like up the energy a little bit, but you can't go too far. Like that sort of groovy track. Like I really liked the groove on it. To be fair, again, I would have loved a bit more percussion for me, but. Like as far as the track goes, yeah, I little waves and rim shots. You've got me.
what other percussion we got for you, Dave? We can give you some more. I've got some congas. We can have some little.
There you go.
Yeah, they can have some.
Yeah, put them on the congas. Add them in.
Or you can have a little bit of cowbell if you want. Yeah, there. Are
So I do like a cowbell. We never use it, but when I hear it, it's just like, oh, I do like that sound.
The other bit of percussion I've got a little bit of this. You can have one of these as well if you want.
Like, it sounds like off a cartoon. Like a kid's cartoon. But no, like a couple of people said about adding extra shakers and that in. Like, sometimes, like, like less is more, innit? And like with that, because it is just like because of the vibe of it. Like I don't know whether, like obviously, yeah, the tracks that we like have more percussion in, but I don't necessarily think that track needs it because the type of track that it is, like yeah, like I think that's a solid track. Like I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think like it just is what it is. I wouldn't necessarily change anything about it. To be fair.
Yeah, I agree. I enjoyed it. It was a really nice groover. And like you say, that like I agree with you. Like the end of that kind of warm up session, and you're upping the energy. That's perfect, isn't it? Lovely.
Yeah, I did really like it all the way through.
Cool. Well done. Oh, should we give him a little rave on? I think he should have a little rave on.
Yeah.
Let's give him a little rave on. I'm excited to see what this is going to be. Government Phone makes some great music. Let's see what it's going to be like. There we go. That was super cool.
It's definitely passed the kick test.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, pass the kick test. I quite like the kick.
That track for me reminds me of Dave's folder of tracks.
You know what? I was going to say that. So I knew Mike was going to say something about it not being the right sound, but like I like a bit of techno sometimes, so that'd be something that I'd have in a folder somewhere, and like at the right time I'd put it on, and Mike could look over and be like, "We're playing techno, are we?"
Yeah. The type of music I like, and like this is probably why our DJ sets work well together, because we have both got slightly different tastes. I like the happy, chirpy, put a smile on your face, whereas Dave likes the darker, melodic-y stuff. And depending on where, you know, the vibe of the night and where it's going, like, and I was listening to that, and I just thought, Dave would definitely play this. And it's one of those, so like I went for a mix a few weeks back, and I was playing back to back, like the sort of music they were playing was like completely different to what I would normally play. I thought Dave's folders would be good for this. So I was just looking through all of the ones that Dave puts on. But yeah, I thought the track was absolutely solid. It's definitely not the Black Seven sound for me, but as a track, it definitely would make it to our USBs in Dave's folder. But I know that it's do you know what I mean? Like, I know I don't need to look for music like that because I know that Dave loves it. So I know that it's in our folder somewhere.
That's cool. That's very cool.
But yeah, I did really like the song.
No, nothing else to add on that, really. Yeah, like, as I said, like solid track, not quite right for Black Seven, but yeah, as I listened to it, I was thinking, yeah, I do quite like this. Like, obviously, yeah, you never know what situations you're going to be in. So like in the right situation, yeah, that track would be perfect. Like just got the nice Sims, like nice vibe to it. Yeah, like the track.
A new sub-label, Dave's Folder.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was listening to it. I just thought it is a solid track, to be fair. And I was thinking, Dave loves this sort of music. And it did get me thinking, why don't we start another label? But then, you know, your mind just wanders off. Like, it was a great track. And maybe we do need to start another label because we do like other music as well. But like Black Seven's got that specific sound that it had to like fit other things in. But yeah, like that is a great track and it'll definitely do well on a label somewhere.
Yeah, so we had R&S Records on last week and I think it's perfect for them. Like, you should definitely send it to them because they're like, they signed that kind of wonkier, melodic-y, just great techno. It was great. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I enjoyed listening to it. It's interesting. Yeah, like,
yeah, I agree. I enjoyed listening to it. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Wicked. Right, let's carry on. Lee, Owen, sax blower. I was trying to work out what that image was, but it's actually him DJing, and that's the background. It was, I was like, what is going on? And then, because you thought it was like there's two girls, and then it's like this weird love child head that's popping out the bottom of it. But let's play. There you go. That sax was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely unique. Like, I would say it reminds me of like a commercial. I think if that was my track, I would try and do more with that vocal and try and make it more of an original rather than it just be the little snippets of a vocal. I'd maybe try and work with a vocalist and try and like make like a proper commercial dance track out of it, really. Yeah, like I like the use of the saxophone.
Like, yeah, it was really hooky, wasn't it? Should we give him the hook as well?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
they can have the hook. Yeah, you can have the hook as well. There you go.
Yeah, like the kick and bass sounded solid as well, to be fair. Like there was nice weight there. It sounded really punchy. As Mike said, like that saxophone sound, like it was like unique. Do you know what I mean? And that's what you need sometimes, something a little bit different. To what other people are doing.
I agree.
It reminds me a little bit of, you know, that Americano. Dun, 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 like,
It's almost the
old. Yeah. I feel like you could probably do some work with that track and get it on one of the bigger labels. Like, if you, rather than, so like at the minute, I feel like it's the way the vocal's used, it's sort of being used like an underground track, but the vibe of it is more like a mainstream commercial track. So it's sort of like an in-between. Like I would push and try and make like a commercial banger out of that, really.
Yeah, I agree. Like you could, if they put a bigger vocal, that sax was cool. It was a cool sounding sax.
Yeah.
It wasn't the sort of standard sounding sax, it was hooky as well, which is what you want. I agree. I liked it. I agree with you. There's a question in the chat. Kyle Geiger. It's always interesting nowadays because you don't know if the hook was an original from a splice library that could appear on 13 other tracks. Curious to how they would navigate these. How they'd navigate that these days.
No, I think what he's saying is that it hasn't come off splice, and that, you know what I mean? Everyone's not going to be using it. The thing is, even if, obviously, like that saxophone sound was quite like distinct. Even if somebody has like used a sound like that other people are using, like two tracks are never going to sound the same. So I wouldn't even be too worried about that. Obviously, if it's I'm guessing it has come from a pack because I'm guessing he hasn't recorded an actual saxophone person playing unless he plays sax. But yeah, quite a good question, to be fair.
Great. Let's crack on. Berg Wall in the house. Let's do this. Let's see what he's going to play. Let's see what he's dropped in. There we go. That was different. Bergwall. Different sound completely. That's cool.
Yeah. I would have said it's a bit too techno for Black Seven. I like the glitchy, the glitchy vocal sounds that were going through it. I think they've done a good job with that. Yeah, it's probably a little bit heavy for me.
Yeah, I like the vocal sounded wicked, and it had a good thump, which is cool. Which is completely, he normally does disco-y kind of house, which is it's a different burble. Nice.
Passed the kick test.
It did pass the kick test. Yeah.
Okay, pass the kick test. I quite like the kick.
Thank you. It did pass the kick test. It was a thumping kick. Love it. What do you think, Dave?
So I think for me, it was just not a genre that I'm like familiar with. It was a little bit too heavy for me.
Let's push on. Jungle Jack, push the pitch. Let's do Jungle Jack. There we go. Got some percussion for you.
Yeah, I thought it was a great start. And I really liked that track, to be honest.
Yay! Yeah. Let's give it a little rave on.
I like that one. So if I had any feedback on it, or just like, again, like this is personal preference, like as is everything with music, like, but like there was a sound that came in at the main drop and it was like, get, or something like that. Yeah. I just felt like that just went on a little bit too long. If it was me, I would just take that out and just allow it some breathing space and then maybe bring it back, because there's certain sounds where, like, if you hear them too often, they just kind of get a bit too samey. So, yeah, like everything about that track, I loved it. But then I think maybe it was about 30 seconds after the main drop, I was just like, oh, I wish that sound went away, because I kind of heard enough of it. But yeah, other than that, like, I really liked that track. I thought it was solid.
Yeah.
Wicked.
My feedback would be exactly the same as that. That one little vocally, like, reminded me of like a squeaky tie, like a heh.
Yeah, it was like a jungle sound, wasn't it? It was like a... but yeah, yeah, like, no, that would be really feedback.
Like, I wouldn't mind hearing some more stuff off him, really.
Wicked. They are Nicholas Jack. Well done. So the best way to, again, let's just repeat. So the best way to send you some more is via Trackstack. And have we got a link for that? They just how does that work? Do they just go on Trackstack and then send you?
If you go onto our Instagram,
yep.
Then there's a link in our bio.
Cool. Lars, get that link and then let's put it in the chat so they can send some more stuff. There you go. He's done it. Buzz him. And send us some more stuff, Jungle Jack. I like the name Jungle Jack as well. It's quite cool. You can see that on a flyer. Right, who's next? Okay, let's do this. The one with the dog. I'm not sure who this is. 11 on 17. What is the dog about? I'm a little bit confused what the dog's about, but. Set, if I love her to death. Oh. I'm not even going to bother.
Not quite the right genre, that one, I don't think.
No, look, if you're going to drop it in for a label, pick the right genre. Go and listen to the label before you even submit. Don't waste our time. The label's here, only got 2 hours. We want to get to people that actually are right for the label. So just take some time, do the research, and don't waste people's time. Thank you.
But we do get people submitting to the label as well that just, yeah, obviously haven't really like researched our sound, because yeah, we've had a few like that submitted in, and it's just like, how have people heard of us even to send it in? But
I just think go and listen to the label. Go on your Beatport, go on your SoundCloud, go on, just listen to loads of the music and just really get familiar. And obviously these people, if you are just spamming it out, then you're just wasting everyone's time. It doesn't. I don't think that even fits in Dave's third folder. I think that was just.
No, that one might be on my missus's. She loves that kind of music.
Yeah.
It might be on her Spotify.
Okay, let's crack on because let's not waste any more time. Right, oh, Matt, I've grabbed his link and stuck it so we can listen to General. We've already had one from General. I'm going to delete that one because we've already had one from him. So he's already had one. One per person. All Matt, I've stuck it at the bottom. So I'm going to listen to All Matt's. Go. That was interesting.
Yeah, it was a nice track.
Yeah,
like maybe like a last track of the night sort of track for me.
For me, like maybe if you're playing like a boat party or something and the sun's going down and like you know there's just a nice vibe, like it was just I feel like yeah the vocal and the reverb and stuff on the breakdown was like proper like atmospheric. Remind me of like London Grammar or something like that, like just proper vibey.
Yes.
Not enough percussion for Mike.
Nowhere near.
No, but like it's good to like because obviously like this is obviously for the a label lab, isn't it? So like for Black Seven it's not right, but like I probably would put that track on the USB somewhere, you know, like for a closing track or like Dave said, vibe on as the sun's going down. Like it was a nicely produced track, I would have said.
Yeah. I thought the vocal was really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, let's carry on. Right, so this, what are they saying? Narcs. Let's play this on them. I'll do. So that was obviously completely the wrong genre yet again. It was just that's melodic techno.
But to be fair to him, like, yeah, it sounds like a nice track. As I said, it's not our genre, but like it sounded well produced to me. It sounded good. Like
yes.
As you said, just do a bit of research beforehand, like about the type of tracks, yeah, that we're trying to sign. But yeah, like that reminded me of Stefan Bodzin all over.
It was like proper 5 a.m. music, flipping. Stefan you were waiting for the drops around sound. I have we got any of those labels coming? I'll try and get in some melodic techno labels for you in the future. So keep an eye on the Discord because I'll get a melodic techno label in. I'll work on one. I'm sure we can find one. Right, let's carry on. Wait for me. Someone else just dropped one in and they put in a video. Don't put videos in there. Just literally go and listen to the label on SoundCloud, Black Seven Music, see if it's right, and then put the music in. And if it's not right, don't worry. We have plenty of these sessions. They're every Monday. We have ones where we just listen to just demos and just music that's just all over the place with me and my assistant Loz. We've got one of those coming up in a couple of weeks. Check in the schedule. Because we'll listen to everything on those streams. But when it's a labeling, we want to get music that's just right for the label, please. It was an official video for a release track too. Right, wait for me. You've just signed one of his tracks, apparently. So this should be...
Yeah, I was going to say I recognise the name. I was just about to look through my emails and thinking, I'm sure we've signed on from him.
Apparently you have. So let's this should be on the right track.
Hulk that one from me.
Yeah, let's have a Hulk.
Hulk! Smash!
Yeah, let's have a Hulk.
Yeah, I love that one.
That's a banger.
Yeah. The build up was like, even though it was really long, like it just it still like held you. So I just felt like I was, I mean, it didn't get boring, but like there was always some energy there, like, and it just, and I built up and it kept on going. Yeah, that's a good track.
Yeah. I love that one.
Really? Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, the progression came and I was like, there we go, he's away.
Yeah.
Someone in the chat said, what did they say in the chat? They said, oh, imagine if it wasn't the right, we were saying before, you've already signed one. And then he said, imagine if it wasn't right. It was like his one trap song that he put in there. Just, that's funny. Right, last one then. Law's my assistant. No, never gets his tracks listened to, so he's sneaked one in here. Let's do this. He says the mixdown needs some work, but let's play it.
And it's all about the feeling, it's all about the emotion. And get that when you look for a house party.
Laws, that's cool.
I like that one.
Yeah. Yay! So I thought the vibe of that was sick. Like the bass line, the groove on it was class. I think maybe the kick could do with being a little bit louder. Like on that drop, then I thought the kick could do turning up. And there was one sound that I wasn't sure if it was even needed. It was like a whistling noise that came like before the drop. Mm. And like I just thought, I don't even know if that's needed there, because everything else, all the other elements, like were class. And I just thought, not really sure whether that's doing anything for me there. But like I really liked the groove on that one. It was like proper, yeah, good. Like I loved it.
I loved it as well.
Yay! Well done, Laws. He said he was commenting throughout saying he'd like to change stuff.
Laws can have a Hulk.
Loz can have a Hulk. Let's give Loz a Hulk then.
Hulk!
Loz has never had a Hulk.
Smash!
Loz has never had... Loz never gets his tracks on. He's always last.
No, honestly, there'd be a couple of things that I would change about it, but the overall groove, I think the groove is solid. Like, I think that could be class. Like, yeah, if you already know that stuff needs work on it, keep working on it. But I think that could be decent, like.
Okay, I'll send it back when he's done. Wicked, guys. Well, there you go. Look, 5-3. Perfect. Oh, no, wrong one. Where are we? There. Oh, there. There we go. What have you got coming up this month, next this year? What else is coming up for you guys?
We've got... Actually, I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to say. It's supposed to be all hush-hush, but we're playing in the... you know, the spray shop.
Say it anyway.
Yeah. We'll just pretend that there's nobody on here. You know the spray shop in Liverpool?
Yes.
So they're starting like a new...
Is this Eldon's new venue?
Yeah. So he wants to try and focus more on events without the headliners. So
yep.
He's putting an event on. It's on Friday the 7th, and he's not announcing the lineup. Obviously, I'm telling you because you're part of the fam. So we're playing there on the 7th, but
nice.
He's trying to just like do it not about the lineup, really, just about the music. So trying to like create his own event from that.
Essentially, if you by attending the spray shop, you know it's going to be a good lineup, whatever.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to build up, really.
That's cool.
It's a really, really cool venue, to be fair. Like, it reminds me of like the old Sankeys in Manchester.
I've heard this, yeah.
Yeah, it's got really smart. He's done a really good job there, to be fair. And then we've got a release due out on Black 7, but we haven't finished it yet. So we've reserved a spot for it. And like all the other artists have got all their stuff in months in advance. And then you're looking, right, what he's doing next? Oh, ours is next and we haven't even fucking finished it. So yeah, we might have to shuffle things around.
Solid.
Yeah. And then
when is that one due out?
It's due out on the 1st of May, so like I need to start sending it to Disco anytime soon, yeah. Never mind
we've got enough tracks finished that we could use, haven't we? That's a thing. But yeah, like we wanted to, like we've got a couple of tracks that we're working with vocalists with, but we wanted to get a couple of big ones out. But we've got one that, yeah, just needs finishing, to be fair, doesn't it? We've had the vocals back off her. So yeah, hopefully we can get that one on there. It'd be nice if we could.
Yeah.
And then I can't believe we're discussing this already now. Summer, what's happening summer? Anything fun?
So summer...
I can't believe we're talking summer already, which is wicked.
I know. Yeah. Officially since yesterday. Well, today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh no, yesterday.
It's so much better, isn't it? When the nights are light though. Like summer's here now, isn't it?
Fox, I know. Spring. Do you know last night it was past 7 o'clock and we were like, oh, it's still light, and we were like, nice.
Yeah, it's class. I love it.
Like, I don't class spring and autumn, do you know what I mean? It's just summer and winter for me. Like summer's here now.
I was going to say, this year, we're trying to focus on like doing Black 7 parties, like utilizing the contacts we've got, the artists that we've got, and trying to like do parties elsewhere. So we're working on a few things. We haven't actually got anything concrete yet, have we, Mike, really? We've got a few things in the pipeline. So yeah, if they come through, it'll be an exciting summer, really. But obviously, yeah, now with the label, we've got like contacts all over the world, so we want to just kind of utilize that, really, and yeah, start doing parties elsewhere.
That's cool. Very cool. Wicked, guys. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for being here. Thanks for taking the time for this afternoon. This has been great fun. And those people that you've kind of liked some of their music, are they best to send some more through Trackstack? Trackstack.
Yeah, send everything on Trackstack so that Chris can listen as well. But yeah, like, there's definitely a couple in there that we would definitely take straight away.
Wicked. And if those people...
Definitely.
Laws away for me. Great.
Okay. Laws get it finished.
Yeah, Laws get it finished. And wait for me. You send it as well. Send it again. Let's do it. And those ones from earlier.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you for being here. Thanks for your time. And it's great to see you both. And I'll see you both. I'll see you soon.
Take it easy.
Nice.
See you soon. Cheers.
Take it easy. Bye-bye.